Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 10th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Ghislaine Maxwell, the convicted associate of Epstein, refused to respond during a closed-door deposition with the U.S. House Oversight Committee on Monday. Appearing virtually from a Texas prison, where she is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking, Maxwell repeatedly invoked her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Committee Chairman James Comer said the move was expected but disappointing, adding lawmakers hope to learn more about Epstein's crimes and potential co-conspirators. Democrats said Maxwell used the hearing to push for clemency, which the White House says is not being discussed. Survivors of Epstein urged lawmakers to treat any testimony with skepticism. The deposition comes as Congress begins reviewing millions of newly released Justice Department files. Another news. In a social media post, Trump said the Gordie Howe International Bridge between Michigan and Ontario would not open until the United States is fully compensated by Canada. The bridge, funded by the Canadian government, but jointly owned with Michigan, is expected to open in early 2026, pending final approvals. Trump claimed the U.S. should own at least half of the asset and accused Canada of unfair trade practices, particularly over dairy tariffs. It remains unclear how the president could legally prevent the opening. The project, which began construction in 2018 and cost an estimated $6.4 billion Canadian dollars, has long been controversial. Canadian and local U.S. officials have not yet responded to the latest remarks. Around the world, officers used pepper spray and physical force during a demonstration against the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog, leading to 27 arrests and multiple injuries, including a state MP. Police say officers were assaulted and outnumbered, while Commissioner Mal Lanyon praised what he called remarkable restraint. Protest organizers said the violence followed restrictions that allowed gatherings but banned marching under new, major event powers. NSW Premier Chris Minns defended police actions, urging the public to consider full context rather than short clips. Pro-Palestinian groups criticized the invitation to Herzog, citing previous UN findings. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said he was devastated by the scenes, but maintained the visit was appropriate. Another protest is planned as calls for investigations grow. Another news. The memorandum was signed in Mogadishu by Somali Defense Minister Ahmed Mualim Fiki and Saudi Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Salman. Officials said the agreement strengthens military ties and covers areas of mutual interest, though few details were released. The deal comes as the Horn of Africa draws growing attention from Gulf states competing for influence along key trade routes between the Indian Ocean and the Suez Canal. It also follows Israel's recent recognition of Somaliland, a breakaway region Somalia still claims as its own. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates continues heavy investment in Somaliland's Berbera port, deepening regional rivalries. Analysts say the agreement highlights shifting alliances and rising geopolitical competition in the region. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.